Good morning and welcome to this short update for year 11 with regards to the GCSE grades for 2021. First of all, I'd like to start off by just sharing with you four key dates that you need to be aware of. The first of which is the 11th of June. This is the date by which as a school we are aiming to have collected all evidence and all assessments across all subjects. So in class, up until the 11th of June, for some subjects, assessments will still be taking place. The 18th of June has two key actions next to it. The first of which, and probably most important to both students and parents, is the fact that the 18th of June will be the Year 11 Leavers Day. So this will be the day in which Year 11 leave us and marks the end of their secondary education. The other key action that takes place on that day is it's the deadline by which we have to submit all grades to the exam boards for the summer. Then the next date that we have is the 23rd of July. This is just a date for you to be aware of. Between the 18th of June and the 23rd of July, exam boards will be checking that the evidence that we've collected is fair and accurate. We'll be doing some moderation, and they may well be requesting assessments that students have completed to check that the grade that we have awarded is accurate and fair. The final date, which is again probably one of the more important dates for parents and for students, is the 12th of August, which is GCSE Results Day, and I will talk briefly about this towards the end of the presentation. What I'd like to do first of all is just touch briefly on the previous 3 weeks and the progress that we've made. It remains crucial that attendance to all assessments is really important. Missing assessments could potentially cause students a slight issue in that if we don't have a full range of evidence. So if we can expect and ask all students to be present for all assessments, that's really, really important. If they are ill and it's not possible, if you can communicate that with the school, we can find a way round to ensure that the assessments are not missed. What we've been really pleased with as a school is the way that students have been working in school and in lessons. They've been working really hard. They've been focused and engaged in all assessments. They've completed these assessments in a mature and responsible manner, and they've really adapted to this new model. Yes, it is stressful, and we fully appreciate that it's stressful, but we've really been impressed by the way that the students have coped and have adapted, and we are now almost halfway through the process and have been really impressed with them. So I think it's important that we remember to congratulate the students at this point, because it is a difficult time for them, but they are doing really well. And then the final key thing with regards to progress is managing any missed assessments. Any student that has missed an assessment, what we are doing as a school is looking to catch those up on a week by week basis. What we need students to do is to be proactive. And if they know they've missed an assessment, liaise with their classroom teacher or myself about finding a suitable time to complete that assessment. What information are we allowed to give the students? I've been asked this a number of times over the last few weeks. So what I'm going to do now is just briefly talk about what we can and what we can't give students. So after each assessment for each subject, students can be given the mark that they've achieved. If they haven't been given this by the teacher, they are able to ask for it. Subjects are presenting this slightly differently, but essentially the information is exactly the same. It's either being presented as a raw score, for example, 30 out of 40, or it's being presented as a percentage. What subjects are also able to do is provide students with some brief feedback with regards to areas of strength and areas of development or weakness that could be focused on it for future assessments. But it's important to stress that as a school, what we're not able to do is allocate a GCSE grade to each assessment. The way we are awarding our teacher assessed grades in line with government guidance is that grade will not be allocated until all the evidence has been collected, reviewed, moderated, and then cross-referenced against grade boundaries and grade criteria. So we can give students the score, the percentage, areas of strength, areas for development, but we're not able to identify GCSE grades for each assessment. What I want to do now briefly is just talk about the week after the deadline for the collection of evidence. So the week starting the 14th of June. This will be the final week of school for year 11. And what we are planning for year 11 in this week is an alternative program. So we have a number of PSHE topics that we need to cover as part of our statutory responsibility. We are looking at post-16 and beyond preparations. There will be some exit surveys that students need to complete. And then we are also looking to organise our Thorpe Park trip on Thursday, the 17th of June. And Mr. Hafnick will send out more information with regards to that in due course. Friday, the 18th of June, will be our Leavers Day, in which students will come into school. They will be given the opportunity to take photos, to sign shirts. There will be a Leavers Assembly and formally say goodbye to each other before they leave. Now, I've also been made aware that during this week, a number of post-16 colleges are starting their taster courses. And if students have been invited or asked to attend these taster courses at colleges, by all means, they are able to do that. If it's going to be beneficial for them progressing into college, then that's perfectly fine. All that we ask that is if your son and daughter is attending post-16 provision taster courses during this time, you just make the school office aware so that we can record that accordingly and not have students marked as absent. Okay, students will be marked as present for these occasions. Finally, what I'd just like to touch on briefly is Results Day, which will take place on Thursday, the 12th of August. The way that the Results Day is being planned at present is that students will have the option to be able to come onto school site to collect their results. We hope we will have more information with regards to the easing of lockdown and social distancing by that point. Alternatively, if students would rather not come onto site, the results can be posted home. And what we will do is when we have more guidance and more recommendations, closer to the time, we will give you further details through either a second update by myself or via a letter. What I would just like you to do, just before I end briefly, is if you have any issues or concerns with regards to the teacher assessed grades and the assessments that are taking place in class, please do feel free to either contact myself, Mr. Hafnick, or Ms. Bosley, who will be happy to support you through the last few weeks of school. But just from me and on behalf of the school, I'd just like to say thank you for all your support that you've given us to this day. Thank you for the support that you're giving your sons and daughters. They are doing a really good job and we have been really impressed. Thank you for taking the time to listen. As I've said before, if you've got any questions or queries, please feel free to contact us directly.